Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We've noticed that you hadn't talked for a while. Is it anything to do with anything on your mind, or has it just been coincidence that you haven't talked for some time?
Why do you care?
Because you usually talk.
Well, and I feel like talking the last couple of days.
It was anything in particular?
No, I just didn't feel like
that. Anything to do with conversation about free agency?
Yeah, that's the conversation you're going to have. I don't think about that type of stuff. That's your job.
Kevin Durant hadn't spoken since last week before Kristaps Porzingis was traded by the Knicks, which clears up all kinds of cap space in New York and fueled even more speculation about a potential departure from Golden State for Kevin Durant. So last night, he starts getting asked questions about it. That was just the beginning. Ugh. It continues. You ready for this? Have you heard some of this?
I've heard some of it. Yeah, I'm not sure I heard quite that whole beginning there. So, yeah, let's keep going.
Let's continue, Jim, if you don't mind.
I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches. You rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you grow up. Come on, bro. I come in here and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all?
Grow up, poor Kevin. It's just, players are, they're so exploited, aren't
Leave
they?
Leave little Kevy alone. Leave him alone.
Just, yeah, I mean, we just went through this with Kyrie Irving, right? It's the same thing. Like,
it's the same thing.
It's the same exact thing.
Yes.
And they're buddies.
At least
you
didn't say, I don't know, bleep to anybody.
Yeah, right.
At least you didn't do that.
I just don't trust none of y'all. Every time I say something, it's get twisted up and thrown out in many different publications.
That's true.
Try to tear me down with my words that I say. So when I don't say nothing, it's a problem. I just want to play ball. I want to go to the gym and go home. That's all.
Oh.
Is that a problem? All right, then.
Well, he's particularly upset with Ethan Strauss.
You can't do
the Athletic.
He can't do that, by the way. I go to the Y. I'll play basketball. I don't make $30 million a year. You could go play privately and like hide from people and just go play basketball. There is a way to do that. But so, when you're in the NBA, you're kind of in the spotlight, Kevin, unfortunately.
Strauss reported that many around the league believe that Durant is heading to the Knicks. And so Durant actually called him out in this session.
Yeah.
For being like the guy,
the lurker,
for creating the unnecessary noise,
and for like lurking and not asking any questions, like that sort of thing. Ethan Strauss,
enemy number one,
public, like he's Stephen A. or something like that.
Ethan Strauss.
I'm sure most of the country hears Ethan Strauss and they go, who now?
Does Ethan Strauss need to report that? I mean, it's been reported many times already, has it not?
Well, I think he kind of ratcheted it up. Like people throughout the league, people within maybe even both organizations believe he's going to New York. And he went through and detailed a bunch of reasons why. And Durant didn't like it. Obviously, the reporting's just cutting too close to the bone. I mean, that's why Durant's all pissy, is because they probably uncovered something that he doesn't want uncovered. And it is, you are creating problems, Kevin.
Okay, but how did it begin?
By him wanting to leave? I mean, it's with him.
They're telling somebody
of course.
Somewhere.
No.
His agent then talking to somebody?
No.
It didn't just come out of thin air.
No, I don't think it came out of thin air either. He probably will go to the Knicks next year.
But yes.
So my point is, the reason he's so sensitive about it, he's obviously wrong. He's obviously being hypocritical.
That it's not on his schedule.
No. Yeah. Well, just because it is, he's like, I don't create any problems. No. You're creating some problems. You're creating problems with your team. Your team, you and Draymond Green.
Draymond Green believes you're going to New York.
Correct, exactly.
And he knows you.
You guys fought about it in a game on national TV in the middle of a timeout for all of us to see. It is creating problems. You can lie and say it's not creating problems. Of course it is. Same thing with Kyrie Irving. You, having one foot out the door, at least not committing to the organization, is creating problems. What you don't like is us talking about it and us knowing about it and it being exposed. That's your issue. And if you were just, A, truthful in the case of Kyrie Irving, or in the case of Kevin Durant, I don't know, just decided to stay with Golden State where you have it pretty good, then I don't think any of this would be an issue. But the fact that we talk about it, the fact that, I don't know, once a week or before every game you have to publicly discuss where you're going, there are ways around this. You could sign a multi-year deal, too. You don't have to be a free agent every year, Kevin. You understand. If you're a free agent every year, you probably talk about free agency every year. The easy fix would be sign a 4 or 5 year deal. You put it off for 4 or 5 years. You don't have to talk about it all the time. That'd be easy.
Yeah, you want all the opt-outs. You want the ability to leave at any moment.
Yeah.
Guess what? People are going to talk about your ability to leave at the end of the year.
No one's saying it's
illegal. All those years that you have that available to you, they're going to talk about
it. No one's saying it's illegal or you're not allowed to do it. Great. Players call all the shots in the league now. Fine.
Terrific.
Guess what goes along with that? Sometimes you have to talk about it. Sometimes people want to know what you're doing and you have to talk about it. And if you can't handle it, I thought Grandy made a good point earlier. You can't handle it in the Bay Area, where they're soft as could be.
Wait until you get to New York.
I hope you enjoy New York.
You think
Kevin
Durant. Strauss is a problem?
Honestly?
Wait until it's on the back page of the Post.
Yeah, seriously. You deserve who's the Knicks Brooksy down there? Like who's the equivalent of that? Who, like, you deserve a crappy Knicks team is what Kevin Durant deserves. You deserve a crappy Knicks team. And you deserve the media jumping all over you. That's what he deserves.
So Kevin Durant, before he was done, has a PR person step in and ask, are there any basketball questions? Any questions about, you know, playing the game?
I only want to talk about basketball.
Here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
Here on this way.
Yeah.
How are you playing? How's the team playing in the last couple weeks?
I'm done. You know you don't care about that.
I just asked you.
Have a good night.
Do you have any basketball questions? All right. How are you playing? How's the team playing right now?
I'm done. You don't actually care about that one.
Wait a minute. I do care desperately. How's the team up? I haven't had a chance to watch any of the games. How are you playing?
No, you don't care about that.
I just asked you.
You wanted basketball questions. I give you one. Now you won't answer those.
Are you playing the team? The games haven't been on the TV set. I don't know. I can't answer that for myself.
Grow up.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know if anyone has gone from a more likable guy to Kevin Durant when he came in the league to where he is now.
He's the worst. He is actually the worst.
Yeah, you grow up.
Like, didn't you like Kevin Durant?
No, you grow up.
Hold on.
I said you grow up. You grow up. You grow up.
Was he not a really likable player?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
And he's done a complete 180.
He cried about his mother. She's the real MVP. That was a real nice moment.
Yeah, right up until he left Oklahoma City.
Right up until he left OKC.
Yeah.
Right.
That's when things changed for him.
Just wants to play basketball.
And it's only gone downhill since.
Yeah. Well, that's not all he wants.
Go on Bill Simmons' podcast 75 times.
Right. You know, he
right. Why is all the media
and have a 4th of July party in the Hamptons for free agency.
Right. And make 35 million. What does he make? Right. 40 million a year?
You want to just play basketball and go home. Go play in the 70s making 50 grand.
Right. Seriously.
Well, he can't do that.
Come down to the Charlestown.
No,
come down to the Charlestown. Why? I'll come play.
I don't bring the money into the equation. The part is he's upset about media and media talking too much, yet he's doing, as you said, the Bill Simmons podcast 75 times and hosting free agency parties in the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not supposed to talk about that?
Nope.
We're not supposed to speculate in which direction that thing's going to go.
No. Why do you think he made so much money?
Why is the
NBA become an 11-month a year sport? It's
because of
all the drama
and
all
the nonsense that these guys have created.
Right.
It has helped them. It has helped the league.
No.
It's helped all of their wallets. And so, shut up already, would you?
No, I think, stop. What do you think's more interesting? I think he has a good point. Talking about NBA free agency or talking about how Golden State beat San Antonio by 39 last night?
Grow up.
No, you know what? Now that you put it that way, we should have talked more about the 39-point blowout last night.
If you want to control the league, which they do, and they've now gained control of pretty much calling the shots in this league, as you said, this comes with the territory. Get used to it. You know why it's so popular? Because people like talking about
it. It's a small price to pay.
They like talking about your league. They like talking about all the drama you've created.
And it's a really small price to pay.
That's it. I mean, we've talked about this before with regard to the Patriots. Fred Tucker brought it up again today. Why are you asking about this? Why are you always talking about this? Well, you see, you know, we're here paying attention to you because otherwise the fans can't watch this. So the fans of the NBA, we're the conduit, right? So everything that we talk about, then they read about and they watch about it and then they watch and then the ratings go up and they sell more tickets, and you get paid $40 million a year.
Right.
So that's why this is all taking place.
Hold on.
You want to go play basketball in a vacuum? Then you can do that. But if you're asking why, it's so that you can make $40 million a year, Kevin. That's what...
We got a break. We got a rumor. I like how we mix up the rumor songs, too. What is this rumor, Jim? From who?
Ian Begley out of New York.
What does he write for?
I was hoping for Ethan Strauss.
Is he a ESPN?
ESPN New York, right? Or somebody wanted, like, I think he's ESPN.
Okay. You got a blue check mark?
He does.
Okay, blue check mark. ESPN New York guy.
Rumor.
Rumor is?
Opposing executives believe the Celtics will be among the teams interested in Enes Kanter if and when the Knicks part ways with the big man.
Yuck.
When are they going to part ways with him?
I would assume that means buyout.
That's a buyout. That's not a trade deadline guy. That's a buyout guy.
I don't know if it's Bananarama worthy. That one. I don't know.
Not a fan of Enes Kanter.
No, he just missed like four games. This is true. He just missed like four games because on his cheat day he ate like seven burgers.
Come on.
I swear to God. Look this
isn't
video.
Isn't he like excommunicated from Turkey?
He also is not allowed. Yeah, I think he didn't.
He's not allowed back to Turkey.
He didn't. Yeah.
Oh, the whole country's against him.
No, this is true. They were gonna. He was gonna. He's very outspoken against the regime there now. He didn't play their game in London. He didn't go because he's worried about getting assassinated. That's true. That's true.
Any trash talks with Kevin Durant? This guy would be great for
us.
That's all
we need.
The Knicks big man missed practice on Thursday because
a bunch of burgers.
On Wednesday, he ate seven cheeseburgers, three of which were triple patty ordeals topped with egg.
It's disgusting.
So he couldn't practice because he ate too much day before?
No. He missed like four games. He missed a bunch. He didn't play
because
for like...
Because of the burgers?
This is in January.
He didn't play for like
How
a
about
week?
This? From January, from CNN, Turkey has put an extradition request and requested an Interpol red notice for Enes Kanter.
For what?
No, his family's like disowned him because he's very outspoken about the regime there.
He's suspected of being part of a terror organization.
Yeah. He is supportive of the coup that went on or attempted coup in Turkey. He was supportive of that. His family's basically disowned him because they're afraid of repercussions of how outspoken he is.
And he retweeted that with saying, "I don't even have a parking ticket in the U.S."
Yeah.
Oh, he's all proud of the burgers too. There's a video before he sits down to eat them all. And
one of these is funny, and then one's very serious.
Kanter said after Tuesday's 105-92 loss to the Pistons, "I gave New York everything I had," as if his time in New York was already over. Yeah. He's still on the team.
Well, he gave everything he had when he ate those seven burgers. You should see him choke these things down.
Kanter's agent told the New York Post, "Scott Perry and I are working together, collaborating, and seeing if something makes sense. If nothing happens on Thursday, we'll put our heads together." So that's the future of him. Oh, my God.
What? Well, and there's just the thing, the part that he stinks. There's also that. Yeah, there's also that. I mean, stinks is too strong. Offensively, he's good. But that guy, you want to talk about a guy who Brad Stevens will never let him on the floor. He doesn't play any defense.
So he lets Gordon Hayward on the floor right now, and he doesn't play such great defense.
Bad all around. Well, that's fair. He polishes apples, though, for Brad Stevens.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The burgers. Stomach issue?
It was not burgers, man. Well, I mean, I ate a lot of burgers that night, but it was a fluke. It was a definite fluke because we just came back from a long road trip, and we landed like 7-something a.m. and I only slept like 1 hour. And then, of course, it's New York. It's pretty cold, so I had a flu.
Burger flu is what he had.
Yeah, the meat sweats is what he had.
Seven triple burgers with eggs on top.
I think it was only a couple. Hardy, you just watched the video. Only a couple were actually the triple burgers. But there were like some regular straight-up burgers and some triple burgers with egg. And
where were the burgers from?
I don't know. I would say it looked like a Five Guys type of place. I don't know that it was Five Guys, or Five Guys, but it looked like that sort of place.
Hopefully the ground beef was cooked all the way through. Could have been Burger Fi.
Could have been. Could have been, I don't know, it could have been anywhere. But it looked like that style of place to me.
617-779-0985. Enes Kanter, who, according to one report out of New York, the Celtics will have interest in assuming he is soon bought out of his contract.
Blech. I mean, if he's a buyout, it's literally just money.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's not. I was kind of hoping to shoot a little bigger.
Brian is in Worcester. Brian.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
I have one question, and then I'll hang up. Do you guys think Gronkowski will retire this year, or do you think he'll play?
We discussed this earlier. I think Gronk is still, in my mind, more likely to retire than play. Jones is starting to lean the other way.
Well, it's twofold. I mean, one, I think Brady's making a pitch to bring him back, and they're maybe tied at the hip would be too strong, but they're aligned. And I think Gronk just proved to everyone and to himself he can still play. Like, I think there might have been some doubt there. Now, I don't know how much he wants to keep going through the physical beating, but when you do it all and you win and you play well, I'd lean towards him being back.
I think the one thing that could really determine it is how he feels right now. And according to Ian Rappaport, day of the game, now I know he took a helmet to the quad in the game and he was sore, but Ian Rappaport said he's at 100%. If he feels good right now, that could factor in a big way over everything else.
I mean, they're going to have to pay
him. And then he's going to get to next October, November and feel beat up again because he's an NFL player and he'll be, roller coaster Gronk again if he decides to play.
So I know Ted Johnson was in with you guys the last couple of days.
Yeah.
We talked about this very briefly on Monday and Hardy was in. He mentioned, and I don't know if you brought this up with you guys, like giving him the Mark Bavaro treatment where basically, do whatever it is you got to do to get ready all week long. We're not going to make you practice hard. We're not going to make you do this and that. But we want you to come back here. We understand we're going to look the other way on some things. You're not going to have to do, the full off-season program. You're not going to have to practice every single day. We're going to have you on a step-down plan that works for you. I don't know if Bill would ever do that, but that was Ted Johnson's
He's
idea.
Done it before. He did it in 2001. And you know what? How did I forget to ask Ted about this yesterday? But he did it for Roman Pfeiffer, I believe, back in 2001, where he always had Monday, Tuesday off. He didn't have to be back until Wednesday.
To go see his family or whatever, right? Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Okay.
So different time, different circumstance. He really needed guys that wanted to play for him at the time and wanted to buy in.
Did he ever try to trade Roman Pfeiffer and then circle back and do it? I don't know.
Think so.
Yeah, so I don't know that Bill would do it, period, but you're right, he has. So would he do it for this player becomes the question, and I think he should. I mean, I think he should. I said all last year, I don't think it's going to work. You can't give certain guys certain rules and other guys different rules and blah, blah, blah. And I was wrong about all of it. None of it mattered. They won. So now apparently you can't give them different rules. This guy's probably worth it.
Keith is in Woburn. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Back to Mr. Durant. Kevin, do you know where he went to college?
He went to, where was he? He was at, Texas. Durant was Texas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Irrelevant. GPA? My point is, he basically goes to college for 24 months, kills some time. So the only thing that's changed from now.
Yeah, except he spent like 8 years in Oklahoma City.
No, but the money in his pocket. He's the same kid as he was down the park playing ball. Put a microphone upon him. What do you expect? You should not be surprised at all at what he's saying. I don't want to classify him as all. There's a good portion of them forget where they are today, where they came from. He sounds like he's a kid down the park. Someone put a microphone in front of him. And he's just wheeling away.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like any of that commentary, quite frankly.
I don't like anything you had to say.
I don't like any of it.
I think 0%.
I think it's veiled with something else. I don't care for any of it.
Yeah. Seriously.
0%.
Yikes.
Jen is on the Cape. Hi, Jen.
Hi, guys. Thanks. So I don't know if this is a question for Zoe, but maybe you guys can answer it. Just thinking and looking at the Super Bowl with Brady's helmet, and it's the same helmet that he used to wear. It's his old helmet. And
correct.
I'm just curious why, and aren't there new helmet laws and rules that were put in place?
Okay, so here's the deal. This year,
and if it were a helmet color question, that would be for Zoe.
Yeah.
This is about the actual equipment, we can answer it.
So the helmet that he wears now is the Riddell VSR4. Okay, that is your classic old school. Like, that helmet's been around for 30 years.
Jones, watch this.
That's the helmet that Brady has worn since the day he came into the league. This year, he finally started to make the switch to some of the other helmets because the rule has been put in place that by next year, you can no longer wear that VSR4 because it's an outdated old helmet.
Yep.
Doesn't offer the protection that the new ones offer. Brady this year has switched back and forth between the helmets. He has made a good faith effort to try the new helmet. And so at first we thought it might be a vision thing. Brady has off the record said, no, it's not about the vision in the helmet is fine, but the noise and the communication device in the helmet may be giving him some issues on the road. So he doesn't like it. He doesn't like the switch. You know, just think like Creature Comforts, something you've been using for 20 years or more, right? You count his college career, all the years that he's used it, we'll say 25 years of wearing this helmet. He doesn't want to switch. Next year, you can't wear them anymore. The grandfather, he's grandfathered in because he's a guy who had it before the switch. He was allowed to wear it again this year. He has said on the record that he is going to petition the league this offseason to continue wearing the helmet next year and continue to be grandfathered in.
Just wear the helmet.
He didn't like the helmet.
So what? Just wear the helmet.
Why?
Because it's for his own good. That's why they're changing it.
Should Zdeno Chara put on a shield?
Sure. Yes.
He didn't like it.
So what?
You didn't need it.
So it's like overreacting to the stupid roof earlier. It's like, okay, fine. Could you just deal with it? It's not that big of a deal. We're change the helmet. Do we really think that's a big deal?
It's all a big deal. Everything matters.
My feeling is on this. My feeling.
No, you're right. If he didn't switch the helmet, they don't win the Super Bowl. It's a good point.
Much like the NHL, when they started to mandate wearing a helmet, and they let the guys who were in the league at the time continue on for as long as they wanted not wearing a helmet, they should do this with this rule. Anybody who still wears that helmet, Aaron Rodgers is the other notable one. I think Aaron Rodgers may have switched this year to something new.
I will give you this.
Much like Brady did for a time.
I will give you this. It's just a stupid helmet. It's protecting him more, allegedly. So, I mean, I understand why the league's doing it, but yeah, I don't get why the league is going all out for this other than PR purposes. But Brady, just change the helmet. It's not a big deal.
He tried. He didn't like it.
You're talking about a handful of players, though. Like, what's the diff? Just let him wear the helmet.
Well, again, the diff is that they want to make sure they look like they care about their players. Do I actually think they do? But they want to look like they do, so everybody wear the safer helmet. That's the diff.
Brady, you want to keep up appearances.
Yeah. That's why the league wants to do it, I would guess. But again, so the little communication device is what he doesn't like about it?
Tougher to hear on the road. That's off the record.
Okay. Well, it sounds like he has a big advantage over all the other quarterbacks when they're on the road then. So they probably should level that out. If it is different, they probably should level that out for everybody. Seems like he has an advantage in places like, oh, I don't know, Arrowhead Stadium. So maybe they should give him the helmet that every other quarterback has. No?
There are four players that were grandfathered in and were allowed to wear them this year, two of which were Drew Brees and Tom Brady.
Okay, so Brees and Brady have nice advantages on the road. It sounds like. If it's all about the communication and whether or not you can hear on the road, it sounds like those two have a big advantage on the road to me.
I don't know how Arcan does it with you.
If that's the reason why Brady doesn't want to change it, doesn't it seem like he has an advantage?
You think it's cheating?
I don't think it's cheating. I just think, could you level the playing field there? And it's not just him. Apparently, it's Breeze, too. So I'd say Breeze, too.
Yeah.
Change the helmet. They should both just change the helmet. It's not a big deal. It's not just about Brady. Just change the helmet.
That helmet was introduced in 1993. So it is. It's 25 years old. 25 years.
Yeah.
Old.
Don't be up to code on your airbags in your car. Don't do that either.
On their historic sixth Super Bowl championship, Big Time Bats has released the Super Bowl 53 football. Designed by their studios and using the new technology, they take the original artwork and put it on the full-size ball, and then they put a high-gloss coating on it so you can toss it around. No, don't toss it around. It's collectible. Only 5,000 of these individually numbered footballs are going to be made. You can get one for $89.95 plus shipping, and you can see it at BigTimeBats.com or BigTimeFootballs.com. It's got all the artwork on there and the score of the game, images of Brady, Gronk, Edelman, Michelle. It's beautiful. Licensed officially by the NFL and the NFL Players Association. Go to BigTimeBats.com or BigTimeFootballs.com or call 866-280-BATS.
As sports fans, we're used to winning here in New England. In fact, we don't like to lose. That's why you should open a Rate Riser Money Market at Direct Federal with an unbeatable rate that gets even better if interest rates rise. Direct Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA. Online at Direct.com.
This is Sean Grandy, voice of the Celtics. Tune in tonight at 7:30 with the Star Market Celtics Tonight. And check out the Star Market Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app today. Star Market, the official supermarket of the 98.5 The Sports Hub, Celtics Radio Network.
The iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love, like those perfect portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
And how Memojis now turn every FaceTime with the kids into fun time. In fact, the only thing you'll love more than your iPhone XR is getting it included in the price when you get an unlimited plan. That's right. Get both unlimited and iPhone XR included for just $40 a month. Sure, you can get unlimited somewhere else. But for the same price at T-Mobile, you get unlimited and iPhone XR. Join today and get iPhone XR included with your unlimited plan for just $40 a line for four new lines. Call 1-800-T-MOBILE or visit a store today.
$30 for Essentials plus $10 for iPhone XR with autopay and qualifying trade-ins via 36 bill credits. Customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs per month. Video at 480p for well-qualified buyers plus taxes and fees. Contact us before canceling or remaining balances due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus $20.84 per month for 36 months. Full price $749.99, 0% APR.
Set your coordinates for Crotchet Mountain, home to Midnight Madness and the latest night skiing in New England. Less than 90 minutes from Boston in southern New Hampshire, we're primed for the winter season. Explore 25 trails, 100 skiable acres, and three completely revamped terrain parks. The Crotchet Rocket Quad gets you to the top at mach speed, meaning more laps and less waiting in line. Crotchet Mountain, to the summit and beyond. Visit CrotchetMTN.com for discounted lift tickets and more information.
The fastest Sport on Ice is coming to Boston. Red Bull Crashed Ice is coming to Fenway February 8th and 9th. Watch as skaters from around the world skate on a massive ice track with drops, hairpin turns, and incredible speeds in this breathtaking winter event at Boston's most beloved ballpark. To learn more and purchase tickets, visit RedBullCrashedIce.com.
I'm April, and this is Travis Buswell, and we recently got SBLI life insurance.
April and Travis are actual SBLI customers.
We decided we needed life insurance for peace of mind.
Getting out of the military, having life insurance, and then not having it was a wake-up call.
That's when they started looking for a policy they could count on and afford.
When we first got the quote from SBLI, it was already half as much as what we were looking at with other insurance companies.
But a great price is just the beginning.
SBLI didn't feel like it was a corporate company where you're just a customer to them. Jim described you as part of the family.
Which is exactly how we've treated every customer since we opened our doors in 1907.
It was something we could afford. It was through someone we trusted. SBLI is who we wanted to go with.
Find out for yourself how life insurance should be. Visit SBLI.com or call 888-630-5000. The Savings Bank Mutual Life Insurance Company of Massachusetts.
Congratulations to the Patriots on their sixth world championship. The celebration continues at Patriot Place in Foxborough. Visit patriot-place.com. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
This is a public service announcement from Net85, the Sports Hub.
Think of your family, your friends, and then call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Quit smoking, not just for yourself, but for the ones you love and love you. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
The Hallmark time and temperature is 40 degrees at 140. Valentine's Day is a week from today. Create a moment for the one you love with new Hallmark Paper Wonder Cards, the incredible detailed pop-up cards to let them know how much you care. Find Hallmark Paper Wonder Cards today wherever Hallmark cards are sold.
Gordon Hayward.
In the air and good. And that's what everybody here was waiting to see.
Plays here.
Brings to Hayward. Corner three is good.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks. Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
.140 here on Zolak and Bertrand. Adam Jones in for Zoe today. We expect Zoe back tomorrow. As of right now, that's the plan. So we look forward to his return. 617-779-0985. Phone number for you. Today's takeaway is coming up at 1:50, about 10 minutes from now. 617-779-0985. Tony is in Shirley. Tony, how are you?
Peter, how you doing? First time I'm watching with the volume down. Just let me go. I liked you, Peter, when you did the updates, when you did Fadlin Maz. And I like the other guy now, too. I like it all. But listen, nobody talks how we need Irving. My point is, Rozier, since the beginning of the year, hasn't opened his mouth. He's doing his role, number one. He's half his age, number two. He stays healthy, that I remember. That was the last time that Irving's been healthy. And Irving turned the ball over against the champs a few games back. Nobody talks about that. We're like 5 minutes ago, three key turnovers that cost him the game. My final point is, I had another one, but I don't remember. My final point is, when he does his interviews, tell me they'll drive you crazy. He sounds like Sal on the Red Sox when he tries to dictate everything. Thank you for my call. Tony from Shirley out.
All right, Tony from Shirley. He says that
Terry Rozier is 13 years old.
I think what he probably means is half as long of a career. Right?
Okay.
Sure.
You're talking about both of them are young. Kyrie Irving's still a young player. Yeah,
Kyrie's 26. Yeah. Still young. And Rozier's 24.
Yeah. He's still very young, both of them. So, whatever. His point about Kyrie sounding like John Farrell? A little bit.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I think there's similar traits there between John Farrell and Kyrie Irving.
There's
yeah.
a lot of things yep. to make
the old,
you...
The old filibuster with big words and, yeah.
That's... Scratch your head at best, roll your eyes at worst when it comes to Kyrie Irving, things he, you know, says or...
Who's worse, John Farrell or Kyrie Irving?
Oh, John Farrell.
John Farrell, it's not even close.
It's not even close.
That guy.
But the fact
strictly just in front of the media might be Kyrie. I mean, at least Kyrie's good at his job, unlike John Farrell. But just in
yeah,
front of the
so
media,
it's a bit of a sliding scale.
You cannot.
Okay, fine. If we're factoring in how good they are at their job, then it's definitely Farrell's
worse. You know
what?
That's not even close because Kyrie is so good. Yeah. John Farrell.
But if,
to me,
if we're just talking media, Kyrie's pretty bad. He's pretty bad.
But you cannot I don't compare Kyrie Irving to Terry Rozier. I think they're pretty much different players when it comes to what they bring to that team.
Yeah, most
what
teams
they mean on the floor.
Most teams have a Rozier. Very few teams have a Kyrie.
Exactly. Kyrie is so much better.
Yep.
And Terry Rozier is a good player. Kyrie is so much better. And I got so sick of this last year after Kyrie was down and Terry Rozier. Look at them. They're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Hey, you know, what do we need Kyrie for?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we trade him now and we move forward?
Well, if he walks away for nothing, maybe that wasn't such a crazy take.
If he ends up walking away for nothing, I get it. But for this year,
yep.
I'm saying for this year. And
he's been great.
And we thought this year was going to look differently with Gordon Hayward back and Kyrie Irving back and these two playing together. You know, I fully expected them to have about 10 losses at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. You know, they were just going to roll. Now, it's been a bit more of a struggle, but to think that you could just move on from Kyrie Irving by your choice to move on from him and somehow replace him with Terry Rozier and have Rozier be a suitable replacement for Kyrie? No.
No. What did Terry Rozier shoot in that game 7 last year? It wasn't pretty.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't
I'm surprised you don't have it memorized.
I should.
I
know.
Like something that's...
This is not a joke. I know Marcus Smart was 1 for 10. That I do have memorized. Hang on. I do have that.
Hey, how'd you like his three the other night, by the way?
He hit a big three.
He had a big three.
He hit big threes against Oklahoma City.
Big three, Jones.
Against Cleveland. But sure, yes, it was a big three. He was 1 for 10 against
that
Cleveland.
That qualifier, I was against Cleveland.
1 for 10 against Cleveland. Rozier was 2 for 14. 0 for 10 on threes.
My God.
Good Lord. Oh, that's so bad.
And Jalen was 5 out of 18.
2 for 14 in game 14. 7 of an Eastern Conference final.
You could see Kyrie doing that, couldn't you?
What was Jalen Brown in that game?
I just said 5 for 18.
5 for 18.
3 out of 12.
Yeah, and in his
threes.
Mind, he won the game.
Yep. He's a minus 11. My favorite stat from that game, this is for all the idiots who like plus minus. My favorite stat from that game, who was the best player for the Celtics? In that game.
Marcus Smart.
No.
I'm going to go with, let me think.
The guy who dunked on LeBron.
Who dunked on
Jason
LeBron?
Jason Tatum.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tatum was incredible.
Oh, right.
Tatum was incredible in that game. So he's a minus 17. He was the worst for either team in that game.
It's a great photo, though.
No, I'm saying Tatum.
great stat.
I'm saying plus minus is the dumbest stat ever because Tatum was maybe the best player for the Celtics, certainly, and one of the best in the game. So that proves, at least in a small sample size, that stat is dumb.
Matt in Colorado. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
First-time caller.
Hey.
Hey. So just calling about the Patriots wide receiver corps, just seeing what you guys think about what they should do in the offseason, who they should pick up in the draft or in trade or whatever. Just going to hang up, see what you have to say.
Okay, Matt, I want them to get somebody on the outside because I thought
how?
In Sunday's game, and here's a problem.
How? Draft free or free agency?
Free agency looks real thin.
Well, draft is bad, too. It's a bad skill position draft.
Damn it.
It's a good, like, D-line, O-line draft.
I don't want that guy to be Josh Gordon. That's
okay.
What I don't want. And if Josh Gordon comes back, fine. Give him a shot. But I just don't think you can bank on that. I don't think you could bank on Josh Gordon being there at the end.
Of course not.
Couldn't count on him being there at the end this year. They needed someone who could stretch that field on Sunday. They would have been a lot better off on Sunday if they could have done it, Jones.
So, you know what I want?
And you know why? Because the Rams weren't falling for Chris Hogan.
Nope. They definitely not.
They weren't biting on that one.
No, they were inviting it. And Brady threw his pick targeting it. They wanted more of that.
And Brady
gave him too much of
it. They knew they didn't have that option deep, and they were trying. That's why they targeted him six times. Why do you think they threw the ball that way so many times and it wasn't there? They were trying to establish that there was some sort of threat down the field. Couldn't do it. It made the night easier for the Rams defense because that guy wasn't on the field.
I'll tell you what I want the Patriots to do. And I know this sounds a little hypocritical because I just said it's a bad skill position draft, but you're 32. I'd like him to take a receiver in the first round.
I wouldn't hate it.
Bill's never done it. And we're always like, oh, why does Bill struggle to draft receivers so much? Because he never takes one early. I shouldn't say never takes one early. He's never taken one in the first round. So I don't know. I feel like if he gave himself a real chance to hit on a player, like the most talented players tend to go in the first round, try drafting one in the first round. I'm not saying force it if it's not there, but I wouldn't rule it out. Just because he's never done it, I wouldn't say, oh, Bill's not going to. He should draft a receiver in the first round. If there's a good one there, go get him. That's how I feel about it.
I think it's the easiest way to do it for them right now.
Yeah.
Using that pick and doing it.
I'm unfamiliar with the free agents. Like, do you remember off the top of your head who the best names are?
Yeah, I can tell you I looked over the list and said, wow, this is slim pickings.
Four.
Yeah, it's not a great year. I mean, it's
Bert mentioned that Julio Jones might get possibility. They might talk about dealing him.
Well, he's basically John Baldwin, though, so they don't need to go. They don't need to go get him. John Baldwin's already available. You don't need to wait for Julio Jones to get cut.
Like, does Dante Moncrief get you excited?
No.
Does Golden Tate? He's out there.
Oh, I like Golden Tate.
That's an option. I don't know that he's that true, like, stretch the field outside
guy.
No,
he's not, but he's still a good fit.
He's still a good fit. I think he'd be a good player.
He's not the outside thing that you're talking about, but that's a good receiver that's available at least.
Oh, man. This list is thin, man. Randall Cobb, who's 29 and always hurt.
I'd take a flyer on Randall Cobb.
Yeah, but he's always hurt.
And he's not an outside guy either. So again, he's not fitting the prototype of what we're talking about, but I like Randall Cobb.
I like him just a little bit better.
I like Golden Tate.
There's not a lot here. Like, look at the list.
You're saying there's not a lot there. That's a couple of receivers I like. Good list. Tate, Cobb.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the program that helped Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston lose 25 pounds and counting. What's stopping you? All right, to the takeaways we go. We've got a couple of items here, including what did Hardy say in headlines? Did he say Adrian Wojnarowski?
Or
did he say Adriana?
This, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, he had this earlier.
Adrian. Not even close.
Yeah. Really not even a debate.
Adriana Maltisanti.
Were they married by the end?
Christopher.
Did they get married? Did she become his wife?
I don't know that they...
I don't think they did.
I tell you this much. I'm pretty sure they consummated the relationship, whether they were married or not.
Yes, I think they did. I think that was done very early on in the relationship.
I'm in
season one of rewatching the entire series.
It's taking you a while.
I know. I catch one here and there. I'm not
in
a rush.
How many per season?
Huh?
How many per season?
It depends. Like, season six was really a double season.
Yeah.
So.
But was it only like 10?
It's 10 or 11 per year.
Okay. They seem like longer seasons.
With Gordon Hayward back and Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving. That's okay. I can excuse that one away for you.
Happens.
Right?
Well, I was busy scrolling through Woj's tweets because he had like a string of them. About the trade with the Pelicans and the Bucks, and quite frankly, I don't care about any of it. But I was trying to get it right because Jones is sitting here, Johnny Hoophead, and I knew I was going to get a load of crap if I got any of it
wrong.
That's
fair. But it's a lot of pressure.
Johnny Hoophead
and Kyrie Irving.
All right. Okay.
First five seasons of Sopranos had 13 episodes.
There you go.
The final season had 21 episodes, 86 episodes in all over six.
And it was
seasons. Their
big fake. It was one season, but really it was two seasons.
It was two seasons at the end, yes. And I could say that rewatching season one, It's amazing how much of a screw-up Moltisanti was, like how much of a child he was in the start of that thing.
But most series, you go back and the first season can be painful. Like the first season of Seinfeld is a bit painful.
Well, the first season of Sopranos, it's not its best season.
It's still pretty good.
Still pretty good, though.
There's a lot going on. Here's something I found myself doing. Fast-forwarding through a lot of the therapy sessions. When I was rewatching.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
Right through Melfi?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of Dr. Melfi.
There's a lot of important dialogue in those sessions.
You can fast forward through the Father Phil stuff, too.
Oh, my God. With the Monocot. Yeah, I understand.
Well, he was being tested by God.
Yeah.
He was being tested.
Good call, man. It makes Jim uncomfortable, the Father Phil stuff.
Does it?
I don't know why.
He's a good Catholic.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
makes him feel all oogie.
Ooh, I gotta fast forward.
Watched the college one yesterday.
Oh,
great episode.
Where they go take the tours up in Maine?
Yeah.
And they run into the guy who ratted?
Yep. That's the old hitman. Oh.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That is a good
Tony
one.
Tony chokes him out. Okay. You shamed a caller today.
Spoiler alert.
You shamed a caller for having not listened to us and then calling in and asking a question we had just answered when the listeners aren't listening.
Yeah.
And now. To tell when the
listeners
aren't listening.
So did you catch the little something in there about the clue for next year?
Oh, yeah. Getting ready for next year. They're practicing for next year by dodging the stuff. You know, it's like practice for next year. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that actually means anything?
I was thinking about next year.
Rob is in Massachusetts, it says here. That's pretty general. Rob, where are you?
I'm in Cambridge right now.
There you go.
Yeah, is that your real name?
Did anybody catch on hearing Gronk saying that he was dodging the shots, dodging the beards, stuff, getting ready for next year's practice? Did anyone catch on to that?
Yeah. Did you catch on? We were just talking about
we're
it.
Talking.
This has been...
Good job,
to tell
Jones.
When the
listeners
aren't listening.
Good job, Billy Lanny. Good job, Jones.
Does he do any outside voice work, not Billy?
He should.
Yeah. National spots?
I've heard him in a few commercials.
Yep. I think he does
by the way.
Arch Payton.
Jones, 1 to 10. What was that receiver's list at?
Oh, it's like a 3. It's bad.
It's not a good list.
1 to 10. How bad is it that the Raptors are getting Marc Gasol? Not
good for the Celtics. That's what I'd say.
That's what I'd say.
You take some sort of giddy pride in that.
It's nuts.
All right, Jones. We're relegating you back to the night shift. We expect Zoe will be back with us tomorrow. Felger and Maz are coming up next. They're live from Hurricanes today. Go check them out over there.
I'll be down there 5 to 7, a little Celtics pre-party.
Can't wait.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.